Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. For our good news, you can use morning prayer line. We always like to spend great time in God's Word. Wasn't able to be with you last week, had some things we're doing, but back on track this week as we're preparing for our gospel meeting. Want to make sure that you guys have an opportunity to come out. It's going to be Sunday, September 8th through Wednesday, September 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Far West Congregation. We will be there. My parents of the gospel will be here, Brother Dr. Louis R. Lugo Sr. and Mom Lugo, Andrea Lugo will be here as well. And Father's going to speak on is your faith fried or tried, out of James 1:3. And so it's going to be a great challenge journey, and we'd like you to be with us 10 o'clock Sunday morning on the 8th at Far West 4130 West Roseville Road here in Chicago, Illinois. And then Monday through Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Monday through Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And at the completion of the Wednesday night, that will be the end of this year's 8th annual meeting for the Golgotha Congregation. We're just so excited and look forward to that. This is our prayer line in the morning, and just getting back into the swing of things. Thankful for you guys. See you, bro, DC. I see you, Doc. And so we always start with scriptures, and we're going to start this morning with Psalms 56. Psalm 56, and just start reading there. And then if you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. Otherwise, we will go to God in prayer with the listing that I do have. Good to see you, my brother. Hope you're feeling much better, Doc. Hope you're feeling much better. Looks like you're back in the swing of things. Psalms 56, and I'll be reading from the Holman Standing Bible. You read from your translation. Be gracious to me, God, for man tramples me. He fights me and oppresses me all day long. Anybody feel like this? My adversaries trample me all day, for many arrogantly fight against me. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? They twist my words all day long. All their thoughts against me are evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps while they wait to take my life. Will they escape in spite of such sin? God, bring down the nations in wrath. You yourself have recorded my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your records? They, my enemies, will retreat on the day when I call. This I know, God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I am obligated by vows to you, God. I will make my thank offerings to you, for you delivered me from death, even my feet from stumbling, to walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 57. Be gracious to me, God, Be gracious to me. For I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. Amen, somebody. I call to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me. Selah. God sends his faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down with those who devour men. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp swords. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. They prepared a net for my steps. I was despondent. They dug a pit ahead of me, but they fell into it. Selah. My heart is confident, God. My heart is confident. I will sing praises. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Psalm 58. Do you really speak righteously, you mighty ones? Do you judge people fairly? No, you practice injustice in your hearts. With your hands, you weigh out violence in the land. The wicked go astray from the womb. Liars err from birth. They have venom like the venom of a snake, like the death cobra that stops up its ears, that does not listen to the sound of the charmers who skillfully weave spells. God knocks the teeth out of their mouths. God, tear out the young lion's fangs. They will vanish like water that flows by. They will aim their useless arrows like a slug that moves along in slime, like a woman miscarried child. They will not see the sun. I need my glasses this morning. Before your pots can feel the heart of the thorns, whether green or burning, he will sweep them away. The righteous one will rejoice when he sees the retribution. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, yes, there is reward for the righteous. There is a God who judges on earth. Psalm 59. Deliver me from the enemies, my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who practice sin, and save me from men of bloodshed. Lord, look, they set an ambush for me. Powerful men attack me, but not because of any sin or rebellion of mine. For no fault of mine, they run and take up a position. Awake to help me, and take notice. I see you, Mom. Praise God. Awake and help me and take notice. Lord God of hosts, you are the God of Israel. Rise up to punish all the nations. Do not show grace to any wicked traitors. Selah. They return at evening, snaring or snarling like dogs and prowling around the city. Look, they spew in their mouths sharp words from their lips. For who they say will hear? But you laugh at them, Lord. You ridicule all the nations. I will keep watch for you. My strength, because God is my stronghold. Somebody say that this morning, that God is their stronghold? Amen, somebody. My faithful God will come to meet me. God will let me look down on my adversaries. Do not kill them, otherwise my people will forget. By your power, make them homeless wanderers and bring them down, Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths and the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. They utter curses and lies, consume them in rage, consume them until they are gone. Then people will know throughout the earth that God rules over Jacob. Selah. And they return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowling around the city. They scavenge for food. They growl, but they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. Come on, David. But I will sing of your strength and will joyfully proclaim your faithful love in the morning. Amen, somebody. Somebody needs to lift us from holy hands and know that we serve God for his faithful love even in the morning. We go back to verse 16 again. I'm just tickled pink. But I will sing of your strength and will joyfully proclaim your faithful love in the morning. For you have been a stronghold for me. Amen, somebody. A refuge in the day of trouble. To you, my strength, I sing praises. Because God is my stronghold, my faithful God. Yes, sir. Psalm 60, God, you have rejected us. You have broken out against us. You have been angry. Restore us. You have shaken the land and split it open. Heal its fissures. And for its shutters, you have made your people suffer hardship. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have given a signal flag to those who fear you so that they can flee before the archers. Selah. Save with your right hand and answer me so that those you love may be rescued. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will triumph. I will divide up Shechem. I will apportion the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. And Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. I throw my sandal on Eden. I shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? God, haven't you rejected us? God, you do not march out with our armies. Give us aid against the foe, for human help is worthless. With God, we will perform valiantly. He will trample our foes. So when he's underlined that, well, human help is worthless. Human help is worthless. Yet with God, we will perform valiantly. He will trample our foes. And then the final psalm this morning, Psalm 61. Then we'll get to our prayer. God, hear my cry. Pay attention to my prayer. I call to you from the ends of the earth, for my heart is without strength. Lead me to a rock that is high above me, for you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. I will live in your tent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah. This is the day that I like right here. Testifying in spite of trouble, in spite of downfalls, in spite of issues, he just knows who God is. Yes, so Cheryl Kenones, good morning, Cheryl. Good to have you with us this morning. Praise God for you. If you guys could share the video, we appreciate it. God, you have heard my vows. You have given a heritage to those who fear your name. add days to the king's life. May his years span many generations. May he sit enthroned before God forever. Appoint faithful love and truth to guard him. Then I will continually sing of your name, fulfilling my vows day by day. I just feel like keep reading this morning. I just, my heart is just being saturated with God's word, dear God. Psalm 62. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I will never be shaken. How long will you threaten the man? Will all of you attack as if he were a leaning wall, or a tottering stone fence? The only plan to bring him down from his high position. They take pleasure in lying. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly, Selah. Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depends on God. My strong rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Selah. Men are only a vapor, exalted men an illusion, weighted in the scales. They go up. Together they are less than a vapor. Woo! Come on, Lord. Verse 9 again. Men are only a vapor, exalted men an illusion, weighted in the scales. They go up. Together they are less than a vapor. Place no trust in oppression or false hope in robbery. If wealth increases, pay no attention to it. God has spoken once. I have heard this twice. Strength belongs to God. And faithful love belongs to you, Lord. For you repay each according to his works. Psalm 63. God, you are my God. You know how personal that is? How intimate that is? Listen to David in Psalm 63. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you. In the land that is dry, desolate, and without water, so I gaze for you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. Amen, somebody. So I will praise you as long as I live. I don't know about you, I just feel that way now. The rest of my life, God has blessed me. And so as long as he allows me to live, I just want to praise him. Verse 4, so I will praise you as long as I live. Psalm 63:4. At your name, I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me with your rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you, as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches. Because you are my helper, I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. There we go. Because you are my helper, I rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who seek to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. Intimacy in the spirit. Yes, Mama. See you. Amen. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become the jackal's prey. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will boast. For the mouth of liars, or the mouths of liars, will be shut. Psalm 64, God, hear my voice when I complain. Protect my life from the terror of my enemy. Hide me in the scheming of wicked people, from the mob of evildoers, who sharpen their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows. We just spoke this yesterday. Shooting from concealed places at the innocent, they shoot at him suddenly and are not afraid. They encourage each other in an evil plan. They talk about hiding traps and say, who will see them? They devise crimes and say, we have perfected a secret plan. The inner man and the heart are mysterious, but God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be wounded. They will be made to stumble. Their own tongues work against them. All who see them will shake their heads, and everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, for they will understand what he has done. The righteous one rejoices in the Lord and takes refuge in him. All those who are upright in heart will offer praise. Psalm 65. We'll see if we can close it out with this one. The word of God is rich this morning. Praise is rightfully yours, God in Zion. Vows to you will be fulfilled. All humanity will come to you. The one who hears prayer, iniquities overwhelm me. Only you can atone for our rebellions. How happy is the one you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. You answer us in righteousness with awe-inspiring words. God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas, you establish the mountains by your power. Robed with strength, you silence the roar of the seas, the roar of the waves, and the tumult of the nations. Those who live far away are awed by your signs. You make east and west shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching it greatly. God's stream is filled with water, for you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. You soften it with showers and bless its growth, soaking its furrows and leveling its ridges. You crown the year with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty. The wilderness pastures overflow, and the hills are robed with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys covered with grain. They shout in triumph, indeed, they say. We have read the word of God this morning. Hopefully it has touched your heart as it has dearly touched mine. Let us go to God in prayer. Again, this is our good morning. Good news, you can use morning prayer line. We run in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries. Good morning, Your Majesty. And we just love to talk to our God in the morning. Let us together rightfully bow. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you who you are. Thank you for what you are. You are omnipresent. You're omniscient, you're almighty. Father, we just thank you for who and what you do and how you have just lathered us with love and continue to strengthen us in our daily walk. Father, we come to you to ask you to continue to correct us when we're wrong. build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. Father, we're just thanking you for all the good things of life. For without you, we are nothing. Come to you this morning. Father, I ask you to continue to bless Cheryl Canones as she continues to strengthen her in ways you know she readily stands in need of. Thank you for her to be up with us this morning. I ask you to be with her family, be with all the work of her hands today. Let her spread glory and let her magnify you. Praying this morning for my brother D.C. Williams. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him, his wife, Tonya. My brother D.C. just had shoulder surgery and is now starting to bounce back. Loves to cook and definitely been putting the meals together here recently. And I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him. Wife is asked to continue to pray for her, pray for them, and as he continues his recovery process. My brother, love him dearly, Father, and I ask you to continue to be with him as he goes through this transition period. Restore his health back to reason portion and be able to get back to a state of normalcy in his life. Keep his spirit strong as it always is, Father, and continue to keep him as he continues to do great things for you in the kingdom. Pray for Christine Moss Harrington this morning, Father. I ask you to be with her. Strengthen her way she stands in need of. Has also been in the hospital. Don't know if she's back home yet or if she's still under some observations. Father, I've been asking you just to strengthen her. Be with her mother, Maureen. Rennie, be with her sister, Rhonda. Her brothers, Aaron, Darren, and just the entire clan. Be with her husband, Anthony, Scooter. Father, just be with her children. Be with her nephews and nieces. But we ask you, Father, to be with the doctors and nurses as they continue to diagnose what's going on with her and ask you to continue to bless her in ways she readily stands in need of. Special prayer this morning for Alicia Gant and the family who just recently lost her father. Father, we ask you just to be with Alicia. Continue to bless her, call her Lily. Continue to bless her and James in their marriage. Continue to be with them and be that leaning post for her during this time of transition. Praying for her mother and praying for her sister and the rest of the family. For passing is not an easy scenario. And so, Father, I ask you just to give them strength, the time of need, to be able to stand up, even to be able to grieve, but also to be able to stand in the midst of others falling. Praying also for a customer of mine, Jason Saul, and his brother Eric Saul, who's Jewish and dad, and did pass away abruptly. And Jason said he was there. Father, I'm asking you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they stand in need of. As you know, they don't believe they embalm, so they have to hurry up and get in from out of town, because they bury the body within 24 hours. So I'm asking you to strengthen them and bless them in ways they readily stand in need of. Be with their mother. I think the father was 85. I think the mother is close to 89 now, or maybe I have the inversely turned around. But although she has grandchildren, she just doesn't feel, they've been together so long, he doesn't feel like she has much to live for. So we're praying for her health and for her mindset, that she will find hope in you. And we'll get an opportunity to talk to her about who you are and be able to help share the goodness of you with her, and hoping that we can plant a seed of hope and to be able to hold on a little while longer. Father, I'm asking you just to be with her, be with Jason and wife Nina, and continue to strengthen his children and bless them all in ways that he readily stand in need of. Special prayer for my brother Darnell, a father who's we're asking on bended knee this morning, asking you to help him to find a job. In the midst of adversary, we know that you are the source, and you can open doors where others are shut. He's so joyful when he was able to work. Something happened that spoke to him, I think it was yesterday or the day before. Something has happened with his job situation, and it's really had an effect on him mentally. And I believe he's in a state of depression. And with that brings an attitude of of despondency, or attitude of sometimes irresponsibility, or attitude of not, well, trying, you think you're doing the best you can, but others can see. So I'm asking your Father to continue to be with him. And as we talked a little bit, he does not want to find himself doing something that may cost him more time, Father. So he's on the crossroads of life, and Satan has a foothold on him, Father. But we know that you are stronger. We know that you can release that foothold. And if he just holds on to your unchanging hand, he can make it through the storm. Praying for my mother and for my brothers, sisters, ask you just to be with him, strengthen him during this time. It seems like he needs our help. We're going to have to reach out and pray and depend on you. He also needs to do his part. Father, he needs to do his part and understand that reaching close to 50 or is 50 does not mean that he has a train ticket, a freedom, you know, that he can live on others, but that he has to be responsible. So, Father, we're praying that responsibility and accountability will come back into the forefront of his mind. He will understand what he needs to understand and do the things that he needs to do. Father, we're